Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Hi, Brandon. I have a new claimant on the line, Sharna Fox Ledesma.
All right, Shauna, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Sharna.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. My name is Brandon Sharp. I'll be your intake specialist today for a claim against the Depo Provera lawsuit. Would you like to see if you can participate in this?
Yes.
Okay, so now we are on a recorded line. Have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this?
No.
Okay, got it. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents with another law firm against Depo Provera?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Now, would this be you who's filing the claim? Were you using Depo?
Yes.
Got it. And are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, got it. Now, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. How long ago was this diagnosis?
I was diagnosed in 2017.
In 2017. Okay. And do you happen to know the month?
June.
In June? Okay. Okay, so in 2017, June. And what is your date of birth?
5/5/1992.
1992. Okay, got it. And how many years did you use Depo Provera for?
For about 5 years.
About 5 years. Okay, got it. And do you have any friends, family, or loved ones that also used Depo Provera and were injured the same way that you were?
No.
Okay, got it. Now, onto the questions about Depo Provera in itself. I just want to confirm you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And within 1 year, out of the five that you did, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Got it. Now, what year do you think it was that you first took the shot?
It was in 2012.
It was in 2012. Okay. At the beginning or the end?
Towards the end, I believe it was like August.
Around August. Okay. So around the middle. And that was 2012, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. And when was the last time you ever took the shot?
Yes, it was like June of 2017.
In June. Okay. Got it. So it was around the same time of your diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay. Did you originally stop taking it because of the side effects that you were experiencing before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
I see. I'm sorry to hear. What type of side effects were you dealing with?
It was like my weight gain, my menstruals was like irregular, severe headaches,
Okay.
hair loss. It was a lot of different things.
Yeah, so many different symptoms.
Yeah.
Got it. And were the headaches daily? Would you experience them very often?
Yes.
Got it. And did you go through any type of treatment?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Now, for HIPAA compliance purposes only, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And what's your current marital status?
Single.
Okay. And your first name is Sharna?
Yes.
So Sharna.
Correct.
And your last name is what I have down is Box hyphen Ledesma.
Correct.
Okay, I'm gonna make sure the spelling's correct. That's Box hyphen Ledesma.
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a middle name?
Yes, KIYANA.
Okay, Kiyana. Kiana.
Yes. Yes.
Right. And what is your social?
367 15 8980.
367-158980.
Yes.
Okay, Now, moving on to your primary contact information for your email, I have sharonbox@yahoo.com.
Is it SHARNABOX at Yahoo?
SHARANBOX at
No.
Yahoo. No. Is there an
No,
A after the N?
SHA is RNA.
RNA. Okay, got it. SharonBox@yahoo.com. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. And your phone number, 989-280-9475.
Yes.
Okay. Is this your mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay. And for your contact preference, would you prefer to be called, texted, or would you prefer emails?
Email.
Email. Okay. Got it.
Yes.
And what's the best time of day for you?
Anytime.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put down mornings then. What's your current
Okay.
address?
3121 Southfield Drive, Apartment 10, Saginaw, Michigan, 48601.
Okay. 3121 South.
Field.
Could you spell that for me?
SOUTHFIELD. Drive. Apartment 10.
And what state?
Saginaw, Michigan, 48601.
48601. Got it. Give me one second here.
Okay.
Okay, and this is in Saginaw County.
Yes.
Got it. And street number is 3121, correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And you said this is a house or an apartment?
Apartment.
And what was the number again?
10.
10. Okay, thank you. Now, going on to your diagnosing medical information, do you remember your doctor's name that originally diagnosed you with a meningioma?
Yes. Dr. Mark Adams.
Mark Adams?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the hospital named?
Covenant Medical Center, Harrison.
Covenant Medical Center.
Harrison.
Harrison, got it. Okay, and that's on North Harrison Street,
Yes.
1447. Okay, I have the right hospital down here. Have you been going to this hospital for a while? Has it been your regular hospital?
Yes, that's the only one we
I see.
have.
Oh, really? It's the only one nearby. Okay, got it. And I do have the hospital's phone number, but I can take your doctor's number if you have it.
I don't have it on hand. I can't remember it.
That's okay. Got it. And this is a bit of a random question, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Got it. And when it comes to your treatment, did you go through treatment?
Yes.
And what type of treatment was that?
I did the radiation therapy.
Radiation therapy. Okay, got it. And was it the same diagnosing doctor that helped you through treatment, or did they send you to a different hospital or to a different doctor?
It was the same one.
Same one. Okay. And same hospital as well.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you for that. Okay. And did you take any types of medication afterwards, aside from radiation?
No.
Okay, got it. One second here. So, aside from everything that you did go through, how are you doing now?
I'm doing okay. A little bit better.
Yeah. So, did the radiation actually help? Did it shrink the meningioma?
Yes, it did.
Oh, it did. I see. How long did that
Yeah.
take?
Well, I had the surgery in 2017, so it was removed.
I see. Okay, so you had a surgery and then they followed up with radiation to make sure that nothing came back.
Right.
Oh, I see. And are you experiencing any side effects whatsoever now?
Not as often.
Not as often. Okay, got it. Okay, so quality of life does sound like it's a bit better now that it's been gone. I'm glad to hear.
Yes, thanks.
Okay. And when it comes to your medical records for the surgery and for treatment and such, did you keep that or did you just leave it with the hospital?
I just left with the hospital.
Okay, got it. Now, if you were to request it, you'd be able to receive them?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And if you had them, could you email them to us or to the law firm, I should say?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Now, my last question is if you would like to put down an emergency contact. It's not necessary, but if we're unable to continue or call you or contact you, we can call this person that you trust. Is there anyone that pops into your head?
No.
Okay, I'll leave that empty then for you. Give me one second. Okay, now those were all the questions, and that was the entire application here. So I'm going to go ahead and send you these forms and documents over to your text as well as your email so you can have it in both places. Now, these documents are the retainers for the attorney. So after these are filled out, the attorney will give you a call in the next 24 to 48 hours and confirm and verify the information that we went over. After that, your claim is submitted. So these are also the medical release forms. So if you do give us permission to, we can pull the medical records from the hospital. Otherwise, you can get them yourself and email them to us.
Okay.
Yeah, so let me know if you get those documents. And when you do, put me on speakerphone and open them up. They'll request a couple signatures as well as initials, and I'll review.
Okay, I have it now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm starting the sign. Okay, is that I'm done signing?
Okay, let me take a look here. Okay, I see I got everything on my end. Let me just make sure that everything looks correct. Yes, you are all set. Okay, so now that you've signed these, you should get that call, like I said, in the next 2 days from the law firm. I'll go ahead and send you the information now from my personal desk line. My name is Brandon Sharp, by the way, so I was your intake specialist today, and I hope I could help out through the process and make things easy.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. And if you have any questions whatsoever, I'll send you this text now. Feel free to call or text me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course, I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.